Send a movie idea.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Dream Factory, a weekly podcast where we pit your movie ideas against our substantially superior cinematic masterpieces. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where we'll place it in a time capsule that reads, "Open when wokest." I'm Joel Grove, a man who puts the bad in badminton, and sat across from me is John, a man so deceivingly French that he didn't know what Angel Delight was until I forced him to eat it on Periscope. You're welcome, 20 viewers. John, do you remember that?
Yeah, true story.
Yeah, true story. Yeah, so the what happened there, John, is that you're both French.
Yes.
And relatively posh.
Yeah.
So in that Venn diagram, does not ye find Angel Delight? Because
does
the French love desserts.
Oh, yeah.
And do you know what people with money love?
Not Angel
not
Delight.
Not Angel Delight. Do you know what people with money hate?
Angel Delight. It's the enemy.
Cool. Right then. So the premise of this show is that you send in suggestions for films. We maybe bring a couple of our own and we kind of talk through what that film is going to be. Now, we actually want a lack of detail.
Yeah.
And that's because if you were to send in the name of the film and the detail, you've done our job for us.
Yeah.
And we can all just pack up and go home. So what we really want is like a name, maybe a one-liner on it. Yeah?
Yeah.
So have you got any for us?
James has emailed in.
James.
And he simply says, "I was disappointed by Baby Driver."
Wow. I can see why.
So how do you get to the actual film that Baby Driver should have been?
Well,
because for the record, Baby Driver is probably one of the films of the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you're expecting...
Yeah, if you're the sort of person that takes a film very literally, and also in the year that the film Boss Baby has done so well, and one criticism you cannot lay at Boss Baby's door is that it's misleading in the title. If you go into that film expecting anything other than a baby, who's some sort, I don't really know the film, it's some sort of CEO, is in like a position of power. What I want to know about that film is, now, is it a very smart baby that's risen to be a CEO? Or is it like the thing, it is an adult, a science thing happens, it becomes a baby, but with its CEO brain, and then has to somehow get back to being an adult again? Who knows? All I do know is it's about a fucking baby that's a boss.
There's a third option there, Joel. A baby with baby intelligence. It's just nepotism gone mad.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. Like, they finally got a male heir. But,
yeah.
But he's got it at the age of, like, 99, and so has to immediately hand over. Didn't really famously, like, Budweiser had a policy where they had to make their son CEO, and in the 80s, the guy's son was a fucking idiot, and they made him CEO, and everything tanked.
No
like,
way.
Completely tanked. Yeah, he was like a mad, mad man. I think it was on like an episode of This American Life or something. Yeah.
I need to check that out. It's like when like an 8-year-old becomes king.
Yeah, yeah. It was exactly like that. And then the next guy saved the company with like that whole "what's up" campaign.
It's mad to think that I didn't know that Budweiser was tanking, and then that "what's up" campaign brought
it back. Might have made that up.
Yeah, no.
It might not have been Budweiser. It could have been like, I don't know, Wendy's.
When you really?
Yeah, yeah.
Great stuff. So when you're at the pub, listener, tell your friends it was Budweiser, and
so,
that's all true.
Wendy's has to be owned by a woman called Wendy. And there was only one woman called Wendy around in the 80s.
She was a real piece of work.
She was a wrong'un.
Right, so Baby Driver. Not only, I like James's idea, and I think we could, if you've seen Baby Driver, it's about a getaway driver who's quite young, but not literally a baby.
No, no.
So I think it's as simple as making him a baby.
Yep.
And then to go further into, not only do we like it when you guys come up with movie ideas, mm-hmm. Like the one we just had, we also love the idea of expansion and universes, because that's how people are making money nowadays in the movie industry. I'm thinking the baby universe. Just jobs, yep. Baby.
So, okay, right. Yeah, I'm up for that.
Baby librarian.
That's fine. Baby police officers?
Yeah.
Baby surgeons. So,
it's a world where humans
do adults do in the world?
All.
They do what babies do.
Well, they just sit in cots.
Adults just sitting in cots gargling. Yeah? Is that
fine? Oh, it's really dystopian. And actually, like when you get to a certain age, you start devolving. But you start off as a super intelligent baby. Now, in a previous life, Joel and I watched a film called Super Baby Geniuses, which implied that until human beings learned to speak, they were super geniuses. We've accidentally made Super Baby Geniuses, one of the worst films ever made.
I think it was just called Baby Geniuses, and there was Baby Genius 2, 3, 4, and 5.
Sorry. What jobs would you like? Mortician?
Oh, that's so bleak. A little baby undertaker. Oh, so I mean, is this child abuse?
Wait.
How old are the babies? How long do they have their career for? And then at what point? And who determines what their career is? Because is that an adult or is it another baby? But is the baby born a careers officer? But then who tells the baby that's a careers officer? It's a careers officer.
The idea of
adults. It's a real admin chicken and egg situation.
Yeah, and also the idea of adults having. Adults with the intelligence of babies having children is really, really
that's a grey area. So the premise of this is actually that there's a real shortage of babies.
Yep.
Because of Netflix, and I read this, nobody's having sex anymore.
Yeah, true story.
So we literally just need a baby workforce because... There is... So Netflix stops everyone having sex, but only for about 15 or 20 years because then they go bust because they're spending too much money on original content, right?
Yeah.
So there's been a 20-year window when nobody's been born. Uh-oh. Therefore, the population's aging. But they're still young enough to have some kids. So they need to use the kids they do have to do jobs that they can no longer do now they're over the age of 50.
So it's a bunch of OAPs having babies.
Yeah.
Nothing in the middle.
There's nothing in the middle because of Netflix. But Netflix has gone bust.
Netflix.
And so people start having sex again.
But a really excellent documentary telling the story of this on Netflix.
Yeah.
Everyone goes back to Netflix.
Yeah, everyone on Netflix.
Back to the cycle.
Starts happening all over again.
I think we've given it all that we can, James. And I think we've come up with an excellent version of. He wanted Baby Driver. We gave him Baby Utopia.
Yeah, we gave him all. He only wanted one baby. We've delivered him potentially billions. So you're welcome, mate.
Have you got any yourself, Joel, or would you like me to tell you my idea that I really want to...
What's your idea?
Right, this is kind of a film, kind of a universe. It's actually expanding on an existing universe.
This one or another one?
Sorry, an existing cinematic universe.
Okay.
Now, obviously, superhero movies are so hot right now. And the X-Men universe is a great... Well, it's a varying degrees of success cinematic universe.
Yeah.
We've had some great ones, First Class, X-Men 2. We've had some less good ones, Apocalypse, X-Men Origins Wolverine. I'm amazed that I remembered.
The one with Vinnie Jones in.
That is 3, The Last Stand.
Excellent.
I'm Juggernaut.
Yeah, you bitch.
And so past this, we've got, you know, Juggernaut's a great character, but they're still going on with the X-Men films, right? So we've got...
Are you doing a Juggernaut origin story playbook with Vinnie Jones? And then maybe 6 to 7 films featuring only Vinnie Jones. And then like an old Vinnie Jones in a Logan style. Where he can't run as fast as he used to. He's actually quite slow.
So they've got X-Force. They've got Deadpool 2 and 3. They've got films coming out of the wazoo. But I would like to suggest one more.
Yep.
And actually, I would say Juggernaut is nearly an example of what I'm thinking. And in this world, mutants exist, right?
Yeah,
mutations
yeah.
is something that... we have in the world that we live in,
yep.
but they're just not as extreme as in the world of X-Men. Mm-hmm. And Juggernaut's ability is to run. Like, he's got a hard head and he runs at shit.
Yeah,
his modus operandi is running.
Yeah.
We just watched some clips of Juggernaut. He did a bit of throwing. He threw Wolverine around a bit, and I thought, you know, that's his weak spot. He's much stronger when he's just running at shit.
Yeah, he is. And what's good about him is that he doesn't run so fast like the Flash. He's just kind of, I guess it's more. It's less about speed and more about sheer brute force, right?
So to cut a very long story short,
yep.
An X-Men universe of mutations that don't benefit crime fighting.
Excellent.
Now,
so have they got like a separate house?
Well, this is the thing. I think there's some sort of like, we've got some like real rights issues going on here. Is Professor X some sort of bad guy who actually only really takes the really special mutants?
Or maybe they have to audition. Wait for it.
I know where you're going. I already know the joke.
They could call it Mutants Got Talent. Right? I can't think of a better name for it.
Yeah, that's perfect.
And they come out to Professor X. Remember, it's called Mutants Got Talent. And they say,
I've got the mutant. X-ability.
They say, I'm a mutant with talent. Because that's what the catchphrase of that show
yeah,
is.
Yeah.
Mutant Academy would be better because that's what it literally is, isn't it?
My Fame Academy.
No, Mutant Academy is where they actually eventually go.
Oh, right.
But people don't remember Fame Academy.
Yeah.
Anyway, they come out and he's like, "What's your mutation?" And then they do it, the ones you only see are the really good ones and the hilariously shit ones, like you're talking about now.
Yeah.
To embarrass people. So, on that theme, a friend and I used to entertain ourselves. We used to work a bar job, and when it was really quiet, we'd entertain ourselves doing literally this, thinking up the worst superhero powers imaginable. And mine, I think the ultimate, he's called the Fog.
Yeah.
And he can just slowly emit fog. So, like, if he was arrived on the scene at a bank robbery, he could maybe slow them down by sort of like a couple of seconds by making the room a bit foggy. But as you know, fog just sort of disperses really easy.
He's got a great future in rock gigs.
Oh, yeah. He can just stand outside a stage.
Just giving some atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, save him a fortune and dry ice. But apart from that,
hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So, and I don't know, like, he can give, like, a mutant that can give everyone in the room an erection by saying,
"Ah!" Oh, wow, I have got an erection.
Sorry, listener.
That is good. That audition I would like to see.
Yeah, that's one of the shit ones.
Yeah, so he comes out and goes, "Ah!" And Pressure's like, "What? Well, hang on!" How about a woman who can imitate any of the emojis?
With her face or like
yeah, her face
whole
can
body.
Become well, whichever relevant part of the body is. If she needs to be the handless dancer, she can be the handless dancer.
That was handless.
You know the dancer in the red dress.
Yeah,
it's got no hands, my friend.
What?
Yeah, it's got no hands. Why are you surprised? Saying people can't dance or what is interesting to me though is that the dance they've chosen is the flamenco,
Very important.
And that's a handy dance.
It's a very handy dance.
I mean, it could only be worse if they picked the hand jive. Why don't they just make it river dance? River dance? You don't even need arms. You don't even need a top half of your body to do river dance.
Very good.
Yeah. So she can become any of the emojis.
I like it.
How does it help you? Think of a circumstance where that would be useful.
Like some sort of facial recognition scanning software. And for some reason, one of the employees has the exact face emoji. Of an emoji.
Yeah, that's pretty good, actually. That's pretty helpful.
Or they've got a... they've accidentally killed the mascot at a big game. Like a big sports game.
Yep.
And the mascot was...
The ghost emoji. I love the ghost emoji. Favourite emoji?
I like the ghost emoji because it's got inexplicable eyes.
It has, yeah.
Why has it got like one... It's got like a black eye, almost.
Yeah, it has got
Can
a black
eye. Punch a ghost?
Next film idea comes in from Lauren. It's she's just given us the film title, Can You Punch a Ghost?
The next superhero is someone whose power is that they can make liquids freeze, but only coffee.
Nice. That's really good. That's really good. Now, that could be useful maybe if they worked in a Starbucks.
The big bad is all like, the big bad at the end of the film is like, you guys have come to fight me. This is ridiculous.
Nice.
I'm just going to pretend that like you guys aren't even here and you can leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then he starts to make a coffee. He drinks said coffee. Boom, dead.
Oh, nice. And Kenko is quite a good name for a bad guy. Don't you think?
He works for Kenko.
No. The guy's just called Kenko.
And what drinks Kenko is that?
Yeah, and he just drinks Kenko. That's his thing. Okay. Don't you think Kenko's a good baddie name?
Yeah, fine.
Name a coffee brand that would translate better as a bad guy's name. See, can't be done.
Carte Noir.
That is quite good. Hang on. Nescafe?
Carte Noir.
Yeah, even Nescafe is quite good.
Yeah, Nescafe
is good. What other ones are there?
Costa.
No, we're not moving out. That's not... That's not.
That's a cafe, not a brand of coffee.
Good.
Carte Noir sounds like a Parisian organization of ninjas.
It does, doesn't it? It does. Carte Noir. Do people still drink Carte Noir? It's a very nan coffee, Carte Noir, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's quite a nan coffee.
I'm liking the idea of a ninja organization in Paris.
Yep, called Carte Noir. And they were named because obviously in Paris no one's drinking instant coffees. They had no idea how stupid their name is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have to be taken down by probably James Bond. And he just makes endless puns about coffee.
It's super racist. They're ninjas, but they're wearing stripy tops.
They're stripy Breton tops. Oh, they got berets. But the berets are essentially the same as Oddjob's hat.
Yeah, throwing stars.
Throwing star berets. And what would James Bond say when he killed Carte Noir ninjas? It's the blend of the road.
I was thinking like...
You weren't thinking blend of the road.
That he throws them into like one of those like tree mushers. And mm-hmm. he's like, I thought you guys like it roasted before you grind.
Nice. Very
like
good.
That.
That's
like
good.
That.
That's good.
So it was a ground joke. I wasn't saying
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. This hasn't been a very good day for you.
Yes. And he has, for each member of the ninja, he writes them. I assume Bond writes the quips before he shows up.
Yeah, so where am I getting dispatched? Cool. What kind of organisation, what kind of thing they're running here? What kind of circumstances am I going to be in? Like, is there going to be a big piano maybe a few floors down? Or
well, does he have a pool of sharks?
Yeah. Likely to be a pool of sharks? Or I need to know because I've got to make a few notes on the plane.
Because he must have like an 8-hour flight and I assume he's mostly writing quips.
Who are those quips for? Because he'll chuck a man off a balcony, he'll hit a piano and he'll just go... Play it again, Sam. No one's within earshot. Who are they for? It's the actions of a fucking psychopath.
There's like one other. There's one other like what are they called? Like the thing, the people he beats up.
Henchmen.
Thank you. There's one other henchman who's like he's not dead, but he's like debilitated, and he just and that really validates.
And then he says, "You'll be laughing on the other side of your face," and hits them, and they die.
And then another one goes, ah! He's like, oh, for fuck's sake! To come and kill them.
I guess I'll have the last laugh. Yeah. Ah! Fuck off! And he just He just shoots them in the head. And keeps doing it while just shouting, "Fuck off!" And then he turns the gun on himself. What would he say? What would James Bond say when he committed suicide?
I don't know.
I guess it's time for 00 Heaven. Don't groan at that one. That one makes sense.
I just love the idea that, like, James Bond is a spy who thinks he's in a movie.
He's
fucking insane.
Yeah.
But because you're watching a movie, it's fine.
Yeah. So
that's so meta.
It's like, mad. Well, that's because it's the best.
I think there's a fan theory in this, like a genuine fan theory in James Bond thinks he's in a movie.
Or no, yeah, or just knows.
Fuck.
Yeah.
We've just broken a wide open, Joel. Right, you've got an idea and then we should probably call it a day.
Are you familiar with the children's game Hopscotch?
No. Well, yes. I mean, familiar in terms of I've seen it. I don't think familiar. I don't think I've probably ever. I might have played it as a kid, to be fair. I don't know.
If you had to have a stab at a guess at how it worked, what would you say? I'm not trying to stitch you up here because I've got no idea.
This is so dumb because people listening who know what it is think we're fucking morons for not knowing.
Yeah, yeah.
But I assume you throw the stone and where it lands, you have to do a combination of hops and skips ending at the stone correctly.
Efficiently, yeah.
But I don't know what...
That seems really easy.
Your points?
That seems really easy.
Sorry, mate.
Yeah, so Hopscotch.
Is it a documentary where you discover the rules of Hopscotch over many months?
Yeah, and I become the world's greatest Hopscotcher.
just destroying little
girls. Here come the Hopscotcher. essentially that. No, so what this is... Now, when I think about Hopscotch, I don't actually think about people playing it. I think about seeing it marked on a floor as quite a nice little innocent. It's less seen nowadays, I'd imagine.
Yeah,
I remember it quite a bit as a kid on pavements in streets near me. Lovely. It means kids have been out playing. They're out on the street having a good time. But John, in the movie land, we know that fundamentally kids are evil.
Fundamentally.
I mean, anything
to do with kids.
I've just checked the stats, and 98% of all horror films feature a scary kid.
In the real world, a doll. Oh.
Yeah.
Movies.
Yeah, exactly.
A swing swinging by itself. Fine.
Yeah, in the real world, great.
In a movie.
Exactly.
Yeah, kids are scary.
Yeah, kids are scary. Fact. Hopscotch is something that we're culturally aware of.
Yeah.
So, what's happening is there's a gang of kids, evil kids, nondescript, who are marking pavements with hopscotch outside of the houses of people they're going to kill.
Okay.
So, and then what happens, this is as far as I've got in my mind, what happens is there's obviously some sort of, so there's always some sort of evil power controlling the child, isn't it?
Yeah.
In these films, they never, the child isn't just fundamentally evil.
Could be fun though. That's the real wrong'un.
Yeah, okay, so the kid's just a... Yeah, so they like want to exercise the kid and stuff, but they can't because the kid's just a fucking bastard. That's good.
The priest comes and goes, he's just a bad kid.
There's not a single demon in there.
He's just bad.
Yeah, he's just a bad kid. So they play a game of hopscotch outside, and everyone inside's like, oh, look, that's picturesque, that's lovely, look, kid's just playing hopscotch, and then it'll probably like stare in the window and the parents will wave and the kid will just stare and stare and stare, and then in the night it kills them.
Right, I like your idea, and you
know,
feel free to knock my suggestions back, but you know, this is a collaborative process. Mm-hmm. And what I'm imagining is, you know, the kids are, it's more of an more abstract concept, the kids, than that. They're not like, it's not a specific kid. You don't actually ever see the kids.
It's the hopscotch that...
You hear the kids.
Nice.
Or you maybe even see the silhouette of one.
Why are kids playing hopscotch that late at night kind of thing?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You hear them playing hopscotch and then you look and on your front drive is a hopscotch thing, like drawn in the thing.
And then like chalk in your house leading somewhere.
Lovely. And you die, right?
And you die when you get to the end.
It's quite Final Destination-y as well. You run, you try and avoid the death. But if they've put that hopscotch thing...
Yep.
You're brown bread, as my fellow Cockneys would say. So yeah, I think that's it more, and that's scarier and abstract. So you like, oh, I've got to make some dinner, but I haven't got any eggs.
Yeah,
I'm just going to pop to the shop, and then you open the front door, and you're like, chin, it's there on the ground. You're like, oh, I'm going to die. And then whilst you're in the shops.
Oh, so the people know about it?
They
know that people are being killed when there's a hopscotch thing on it on their drive.
Well, there's a detective.
How are people combating that?
There's a detective.
Just putting turf everywhere?
As a detective, he's been trying to break this wide open.
Yep.
Let's call him Rob Schneider. And he is, yeah. So there have been publications talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
That like, yeah, it's like their calling card. It's the murderer's calling card. But people at first think it's some sort of serial killer, but it's actually a lot more. It's some sort of demonic thing. So they're like, there's this calling card of the hopscotch, but the people are dying in seemingly unrelated ways. Mm-hmm. So this guy going for the eggs, he drops an egg, slides, cracks his head open.
Nice. Like an egg. Yep.
Foreshadowing of the eggs. Oh, I didn't even realise, Sean.
And
Rob Schneider obviously makes a comment about the fact he cracks his head open like an egg. And James Bond goes,
And obviously at the climax of the film, Rob Schneider has to play a game of hopscotch as the world sort of ends around him.
Against the devil?
He has to play hopscotch against the devil. And the devil is has 9 legs, so it's really good at hopscotch.
And who's playing the devil?
The devil is played by Jane Fonda.
It's the winning film this week, Joe. It has to be, because I kind of want to see it happen.
Would it just be called Hopscotch?
Yeah.
You can't skip death, is the slogan.
Yeah. Yeah, fine. Let's put it in that time capsule and get it off to Hollywood.
All right, lovely. Thanks for sticking with us.
You know what it isn't? It isn't fucking woke, that's for sure.
Absolutely not, so don't open it just yet. Right, that's it. We're done. We're going. We're leaving. Someone else. Who's got to come in next, John? Who's that?
It's Rob Schneider.
Hey, Rob, can we have 10 more seconds, please, just to finish the recording?
You can do it!
Thanks, Rob. So you can find us on social media. We're in all of those sort of places. Just search Dream Factory Podcast and you will find us. And please, please, please review the show on iTunes. Give it 5 stars. But more importantly, review it by using the title of a fictional movie, and we can then incorporate them into this podcast. And feel free to email us and tweet us and all of that jazz. And we'll be using them. We really appreciate it.
Rob's coming in.
Yeah.
Who's that with him? That's the fog. Fuck.
What would Rob and the fog be using in audio studio for? You have to wonder. Okay, right. That's it. We got to go. See you later, John. Thank you very much.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.